UN Chief Antonio Guterres visited a camp for internally displaced people in the town of Baidoa in south-central Somalia on Tuesday. The Liban settlement is hosting around 700 people forced to leave their rural villages because of the severity of the drought, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. Some of them walked for days in search of humanitarian assistance.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
For over an hour, the Secretary General walked around the camp, asking questions and listening to the stories of men, women and children who had come to Baidoa looking for food and water. Some had recently resettled Somalia from the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya, only to be forced to move again because of the drought.
Can you please tell me, in your village, everybody left?
He's saying that differently, people are a lot of categories. He's saying that there are people who can't move, there are people who have got something at least to sustain their life, and there are people who can move and have nothing at all.
Meanwhile, there's been an increase in the number of cholera cases in Somalia. In the past 2 months, there were 7,731 cases of cholera, with 183 people dying. The Secretary General paid a visit to patients at the Bay Regional Hospital, where, according to its director, 73 patients were being treated for cholera. 24 of them are under the age of 5. The UN and humanitarian partners are appealing for $825 million for the support of 5.5 million people for 6 months. Laura Gelbert, United Nations, Baidoa.